it's probably time to chat with artists who are up to their ears preparing for an opening night. It's a fascinating exhibition called Antarctica, Polar Opposites, where women in science and art meet on the ice. That's right. There's a lot to get our heads around here. To tell us more, we're joined by Nat Rosebeck-Brown from Perth and Priyanka Das Rajakarti from France. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being on the line. How's production week going?
Quite well. Yeah, we needed the quintessential icebreaker, but then we're used to it because we just went to Antarctica.
tell me about Antarctica. Was it what you expected?
Nat, do you want to go first? Or
yeah, look, we went last November. We went with 90 other women of science for a Women in Science Leadership Program. And as soon as we got on the ship, the environment was created, this incredibly nurturing, innovative environment where we could be women of science. And, you know, we were in a male-dominated industry. And so it's a very rare event to see how we can, to see what the environment would look like if it was women really leading
just
the
women.
Way.
Yeah.
And then we got to Antarctica. It was absolutely the icing on the cake and so incredibly beautiful. It makes bring tears to my eyes even now. Mm.
I think the day we were leaving, I cried on the day for 4 hours. And it really felt like, you know, I was coming out of Narnia or something, just about to shut the door on the closet. That's what it felt like. But it's as you said, Nat, you know, we all come from very male-dominated scientific fields. And it's important to have more role models because you become what you see, you know, and or try to become what you see. And for us, I think we kind of carry a bit of that weight on our shoulders to be sort of role models for the younger generation. And what better platform to do that than in Antarctica?
Yeah.
I've chatted with Margie Putinen from the Homeward Bound project previously. I think going to that place is amazing. Taking 90 people is amazing. And then for it to be all women talking about a range of things. What do you do in your day job, Nat?
I am a spatial scientist. So unlike Priyanka, I don't deal with space as in astronaut space. Mm-hmm. I deal with maps. I'm a map maker. It's a fancy term with a bit more for a map maker.
Awesome. I could talk about that for hours, but Priyanka, what do you do when you're not sailing to Antarctica?
So I make the data which Nat uses for her map.
So
I'm a space scientist, and I work a lot on. I worked a lot on different kind of projects, building satellites to actually exploiting that kind of data for downstream applications. And
right.
I also work.
So we're talking on Artbeat, our arts and culture program, because you've got an exhibition at the Laneway Art Space. Have you got pictures of maps going up, Nat? What's going on?
No, we've got pictures of seals and icebergs and birds, lots of birds, including penguins, and this really delightful little white chicken from Antarctica that everyone calls a shit bird because it eats penguin poo.
Right.
Penguin poo is pink for anyone out there. So there's a really great photo of one of these little shit birds. Lots of penguins, beautiful. There's a piece of black ice which is incredibly ancient. And we created, on the ship we saw a video of something called a brinicle, which is like a kind of underwater icicle but made of really salty water. And it comes down from the frozen sea surface to the seafloor in the shallows of Antarctica. And as it hits the ground, it runs across the ground, leaving rivers or fingers of ice, killing everything it touches. And so, you know, the barnacle itself is incredibly beautiful, and the BBC got footage of that remarkably. And then we were watching it on the ship and in awe of how beautiful this thing was. And then in a amazing moment, we were also all crying because the starfish died. So,
nature, nature works that way, right?
So we have created it with 120 felt starfish, and we've made the barnacle and the sea surface, the frozen sea surface and the seafloor out of felt and silk. So that's interesting. That was an interesting process in itself, but it's beautiful.
And you've got a felt starfish making workshop to be enjoyed, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, that's one of the main workshops, but we also have a lot of talks for the next week, different kinds of talks. I'm personally taking part in a panel, and also we're going to talk about art and science and, you know, what the fact that there really isn't any stark difference between the two. It's actually a continuum. Science is inspired by art, and art is inspired by science. So everyone is most welcome to join us, and it'll be interactive. So you might even get to take part in it. It's on Monday from about 4 p.m.
And what other workshops have you got?
Tomorrow night we have a workshop talking to women in science, a panel, and it's called Women in Science. Women in Science Leadership, Lead Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really talking about how they juggle, you know, big careers and demanding careers and family, and they're working in their passion and finding their passion. So it'd be very interesting to hear some of those views.
And you'll also have a lino printing workshop.
I do. We do have a lino printing workshop, because on the ship I ran a lino printing workshop, and I thought it was amazing that about 80% of the women said they couldn't draw, and what they created was beautiful. But not just me saying it's beautiful, they really loved it as well. Yeah. So I really saw how lino printing can open that creative door. It's simple and easy and fun, as long as you don't cut your fingers off.
Yeah, sharp tools.
Yeah.
I think also the scientists on board were kind of used to sharp tools.
Yeah,
that's true.
No blood
is good.
So there's lots of workshops, there's discussions, there's an exhibition to enjoy of Antarctica polar opposites. Laneway Art Space, opening night tonight, Chookers.
Yes.
And it runs through until the Saturday, the 28th of September. So thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Hang on. Gabby is just going to say one more thing.
You must register for the workshops and the talks. And if you go to laneway.artspace.com/shop, and you can register. It is free, but we want people to register.
That's terrific. Thanks very much. So to Nat and Priyanka, thank you. Enjoy the week.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
That's Nat Rosebeck-Brown from Perth and Priyanka Das Rajkakati from France, talking about the exhibition at the Laneway Art Space, Polar Opposites, where women in science and art meet on the ice.